Good evening, everyone, again. Big Yashar Koach to everyone for coming out and being mechazek our base medrash and limud haTorah. The pasuk tells us, famously, in the beginning of this week's parsha, Parshas Vayishlach Vayetzavo Samlei Mor, and he told the angels, telling them, Ko Somrun, you should tell Ladanir, Esav, to my master Esav, Ko Amar, tell him, Avzecha Yaakov, this is what your servant Yaakov says, in Lavan Garti, the Achar Adatar, that I stayed with Lavan this entire time. Says Rashi famously, Garti begematria Tariag, that the gematria of Garti that I dwell with Lavan is 613. Kolomar, im Lavan Harasha Garti, the Tariag Mitzos Shamarti. We make a good song. And I did not learn from his actions. The famous gematria of Yaakov Avinu, that he stayed with Lavan and kept all 613 Mitzos. Asks many of the Mefarshim, how could it possibly be that Yaakov Avinu kept all 613 mitzvahs? Forget the fact, the Avos kept the Torah, they didn't keep the Torah, how did they know to keep the Torah? That's another discussion. But even if we're going to say the Avos knew all the mitzvahs of the Torah to keep, it's not possible. There was no Beis HaMikdash. There were so many mitzvahs that we know from the story of the Torah they simply did not fulfill. For example, Yaakov married two sisters. That is against one of the 613 mitzvahs. So how could Yaakov say that I kept all 613 mitzvahs when in fact he married two sisters? That would be a major problem. So how do we understand this idea that he kept all Tariag mitzvahs? The Gemara in Tainus and Megillah tells us that Avram asked Hashem how B'nai Yisrael would be able to do tshuva and be able to remain close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu even after they falter and they slip and they sin. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu told him that through the offering of karbanos, the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash, that would bring kapara, that would bring atonement for the Jewish people. And Avram then continued to ask, but what's going to be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? What's going to be when there's no place for them to offer these holy sacrifices, these karbanos, to Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, and they don't know where to turn anymore? What can they do then to attain that level of kapara, that level of atonement? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, through the learning and the recitation of the parshios of the Torah that reflect the karbanos, that when a person learns and recites the parshios, the sections of the Torah dealing with the sacrifices and the karbanos, that will be as if the person brought karbanos himself in the Beis HaMikdash all the way inside, as if the Beis HaMikdash would be built and karbanos would be offered. The Gemara Menachos Kuf Yud Amar Aleph says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Eilu Tamil Chacham Ha'asukim B'Hilchos Avoda, those Tamil Chacham who engage in the laws of the Avoda, Ma'ala Aleim Akasov, Ki'ilu Nivna Mikdash B'Yamehem, and as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their day when they learned the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Reish Lakish, comes Reish Lakish and adds, Ma'i Dechsiv Zos HaTorah La'ola L'mincha U'lechatus La'ashem. Every single time the Torah talks about Karbanos, it says, V'Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah, this is the Torah, this is the Torah. I know, it's the Torah. Why does the Torah need to tell me that it's the Torah? So says Reish Lakish, Kala Osek B'Torah Ki'ilu Hikrav O'la Mincha Chatus La'ashem. When a person engages in Torah and learns about the Ola, the Chatos, the Asham, and all those Kavanos, it is as if they have brought those things, Bizman Hazeh. And this is cited by the Rambam in the end of Perushim Mishnayos, and Menachos, and the Prima Gadim cites this as well in different places. Now there is a machlokus whether this idea of Limud HaTorah in the place of Mitzvos, is that something only connected to Korbanos, or is that something that connects to the rest of the Torah of the Mitzvos? It is clear from the Chafetz Chaim in his introduction to the Likutei Halachos, his great work on the laws of Korbanos, based on the Gemara, which is a copy of the Rifts, bringing together of the Halachos, the end of the Gemara. And he writes again in his Torah Or, on his sugyas and his topics dealing with the Limud HaTorah, that the Chafetz Chaim understood very clearly that this was something only specific to Korbanos, that this is not to be used in Kol HaTorah Kulam, but this is only an idea where the Limud HaTorah, the learning of the Torah, of that sugya, of that mitzvah, is as if you have fulfilled that mitzvah, only applies to sacrifices and korbanos. However, it is the clear opinion of most achronim that this also applies to every single mitzvah in the Torah, maybe the exception of tzedakah. They debate whether this applies to tzedakah, because how can you say that you... I gave you already this month. I sat and I learned hilchos tzedakah. Your yeshiva should do well. I hope your mosa does well. I learned hilchos tzedakah this month. So clearly that's not going to work. But in most mitzvahs, outside of tzedakah perhaps, that we could say that the mitzvah can be fulfilled in a way. If a person is unable to do the mitzvah, you can have a chelik, a piece of the mitzvah, through the Limud HaTorah, through the Talmud Torah of those sugyas. And this is brought by the Mabit in his introduction to the Kiryas Sefer in Perek Zayin. There are other examples as well. The Magen Avraham writes, by the halachos of Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, and you can't have a shalashudas with bread at that time because it's already Erev Pesach. So the Magen Avraham says, we follow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that if a person learns Torah, it's as if, and they learn the Torah of the halachos regarding shalashudas, it's as if they ate shalashudas. Okay, one mahalach in the Magen Avraham. The Ramah famously tells us that we're supposed to build a sukkah after Yom Kippur, and then he says if a person is unable, ill, old, or weak to build a sukkah, you should learn half a sukkah, and that in a way will be makayim the mitzvah of building a sukkah. The Maharsha beautifully says in Maseches Tainis that the Torah tells us in the end of Dvarim, Ki karav eilecha hadavar ma'od b'ficha uvilvadfa. How is hakarav eilecha hadavar ma'od? Sometimes the mitzvahs are very far away. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. I can't fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah. I can't fulfill the mitzvah of Orla and all those different mitzvahs. Maybe Derabanan, but in some mitzvahs I just can't do if I'm not there. I'm not applicable. I'm not a Kohen. What should I do in such a case? It says the Maharsha, b'ficha uvilvadfa. Karav eilecha hadavar ma'od. The mitzvah is next to you. When it's b'ficha uvilvadfa, when you learn the mitzvah and you talk about it, you can have a chelek, you can have a portion in that mitzvah as well. And finally, the Meshech Chachma tells us in Parsha Shmos, by the Pasuk Na'aseh V'Nishma, what does it mean the Torah is Na'aseh V'Nishma? So he says, ideally the mitzvah should be done Na'aseh, we should actively be able to fulfill those mitzvahs, but some mitzvahs we can, some mitzvahs we aren't able to, it's not practical, we're just not in the Parsha of some of those mitzvahs. So it says the Meshech Chachma, Na'aseh V'Nishma, I'll try to do all the mitzvahs I can, but those I can't, Nishma. I'll hear them, I'll learn about them through my Limud HaTorah, and I'll have a chelek in those mitzvos as well. So we see against the Chafetz Chaim that we have many, many Gemara Makomas telling us the importance of Limud HaTorah in the place of mitzvos. Listen to the words of the Chafetz Chaim himself. Even though this is about Korbanos, he cites a Medrash that says that when you fulfill the mitzvos with all of your limbs, so each of that limb comes Bizman Shabesa Migdash Hayakayam Hayafshal Ishalam Kal Mitzvah Sator B'maisa. And all those limbs go before Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, I want to come back. I want to come back, Basel Lavo. I fulfill mitzvahs. I want to be there when it's time to rebuild the base of Migdash. So says the Chafetz Chaim, what about those mitzvahs that you couldn't do because it just wasn't shach? We didn't have a base on Migdash. There are so many mitzvahs we weren't able to attend to. It just wasn't feasible or possible to engage in those types of mitzvahs. I'm simply not in that parsha, in that area. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the answer is pashut. When your limbs come and say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be there, Basad Lava, when the base of Migdash is built, because I engage in these mitzvahs. The answer is, did you engage in those mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah? Did you learn about all those mitzvahs? Did you learn about all 600 mitzvahs? Maybe you're not going to be in the parsha of all these arayos and these forbidden relationships. Or maybe you're not going to have a chelek in the mitzvahs of the Kohanim. Or all mitzvahs to those farabs. But know what you can do? You can pick up a Rambam, and you can pick up a Halacha Sefer, and you can learn about those mitzvahs, and now those mitzvahs become part of the chelek, the portion of your guf, and now they can go before Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'asod lavo, and say, Hashem, I'm ready for Mashiach. I'm ready for the Beis HaMikdash because my body in its totality has prepared itself to receive Melech HaMashiach, and it's prepared itself in all the mitzvahs that I can now fulfill when Mashiach comes. So says the Chafetz Chaim. So I heard Rav Shechter suggest, based on this idea, and then I saw subsequently, that the Divrei David, the Taz, in his super commentary on Rashi in this Pasuk, and the Chidah writes as well, in his Pnei David and Parshas Vayishlach, and the Ma'abit also hints to this, in his introduction to the Kiryas Sefer and Perek Zayin, that this is what Yaakov Avinu means. Im Lavan Garti, V'tayi Agmiso Shamarti. I stayed with Lavan, and I stayed in his house, and I wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, and it was difficult to keep the mitzvot. But you know what? I learned Torah. I learned about all those mitzvahs. How
where
he learned?
Did he learn?
What?
Where did he learn?
Where did he learn? He learned. He had time to learn when he wasn't tending the sheep. And he was able to learn them. And he learned, and he, however the others were able to intuit or understand or know the mitzvahs, he had a way. He had a derech. He had some, maybe he had it on his smartphone, he had Art Skull, whatever it was. He had a way in order to learn about those mitzvahs, and he learned them. And therefore, when Yaakov says to Lavan, Tayag mitzvah shamarti, he means, I learned about all those mitzvahs. I learned all of Tariq and mitzvahs. I learned the Ratzon Hashem. I was sensitive to it. I learned what it was about. And therefore, I can come back and say I'm confident in my Shmiras HaMitzvahs and where I stand in this world. Why is it the case that Limud HaTorah does this? So I saw a beautiful explanation, a very short explanation, but a very powerful explanation from Rabbi Eliezer Melamed in the Sefer Penine Halacha on Hilchas Tefillah. And he says that every body, every guf has a neshama. And so too, the mitzvah is the guf. The mitzvah is the body. That's the physicality, the physical way we serve Hashem. But within that mitzvah, there's a neshama. Just like our body has a neshama, so too the mitzvah has a neshama. You know what that neshama of that mitzvah is? It's Talmud Torah. The Talmud Torah, the Limud HaTorah of that mitzvah is the neshama, is the essence of what that mitzvah is. And therefore, sometimes I can't engage in the physical aspect of that mitzvah. I can't engage in the activity of that mitzvah for whatever reason it may be. But you know what I can do? I can get to the neshama, the inner essence of that mitzvah, and have a chelek, have a piece of that mitzvah as well. And this is what Yaakov Avinu was telling Lavan, that I engage in the pnimius, the innermost essence of these mitzvahs, even though I might not have been able to fulfill them myself. And therefore, for us, when we sit and we learn, we have to understand we are engaging in the innermost essence, the pnimius, the what all these mitzvahs are about, getting to the heart and the core. Obviously, we need the actions of the mitzvahs as well, but certainly to have this inside of the mitzvahs, whether it comes to avodas kohanim or the mitzvahs of tzuos ba'aretz, it's all different types of mitzvahs. The best way to intimately understand the Ratzon Hashem and the mitzvahs of Hashem is to get to the neshama, to get inside of it with Limud HaTorah, and we should all be zocha to have this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah.